Truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Moore here, our third hour on Wednesday, the 30th day of September. The appropriate tip of the day is the following. Winter is coming. Get ready. All right. We have patient Wayne Greene and my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest more than 37 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Communist Conspiracy. He's the author of 6 books available for sale at Amazon.com. I recommend all 6 that you need to read them, quite frankly. And his website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. 1 or 2 excellent articles written every week. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Well, sir, it looks like we got a missile exchange going back and forth between Russia and Ukraine. What do you think about that?
Well,
I should mean that missiles and drones both, to make it more accurate.
Yeah, I mean, Ukraine will hit a supply dump or a headquarters, and the Russians will fire back and hit a school or a theater or a gas station or a supermarket. The Ukrainian attacks on Moscow are a token. They don't do a whole lot of damage, but they have to do it for morale reasons. They have to show that there's going to be something that the people in Moscow can't live without knowing there is a war going on, and that things can happen in Moscow, even if they're comparatively nothing compared to what Russia's doing to Ukraine. So I think that's why it's happening the way it is.
Well, of course, Russia has the wherewithal to retaliate for these attacks in a far more severe way than Ukraine does.
Well, they already are hitting Ukraine far more severely than
right,
that.
Right.
The thing is that nothing Ukraine can do with a drone do damage to a building in Moscow. You know, when buildings and whole cities are being obliterated, I mean, you've got almost half the city of Kharkiv half the buildings in Kharkiv have been damaged or destroyed. In Mariupol, it was, I think, close to 90% or maybe over 90% of the buildings were damaged or destroyed. You know, so, you know, what is the scale of destruction? I mean, the Russians don't need to retaliate. You know, they're throwing everything in the kitchen sink at them.
Well, they are throwing a lot on one hand. On the other, they're holding back compared to what they could be throwing. Is that somewhat accurate?
Only if you're talking about nuclear weapons.
Really? Okay. All right.
No, they're not holding back. The Russians are using up their missile capacity as they can, and their drone capacity as the drones are coming in from China and Iran, and the missiles are being built by the Russians.
Roger that. Roger that. The summer offensive, is anything going to come of that? Is they only got about, 6 weeks at the most before the ground gets to what to do, any kind of more offensive work of any consequence?
Well, the Ukrainians have kind of broken a part of the line, broken to the second level of fortifications. They've broken through in one section, one small section, and it's interesting to watch what happens next with that, because the Russians have basically, their army's been hiding behind minefields, because their army really can't, without those minefields protecting them, the Russian army can't really effectively stop what's happening. The Ukrainian artillery is outranging the Russian artillery. It has got better fire control, and they have better methodology for sighting the Russians. The Russians have lost a lot of artillery teams and a lot of artillery batteries. Over 1,000, close to 2,000 artillery. I'm thinking, I don't remember the exact number, but it's a lot of artillery the Russians have lost. And now
As a historical note, Russian military has had a love affair with artillery going back to the early 19th century. I've seen photographs of muzzle-loading black powder cannons that the Russian military had in the middle of the 19th century. I didn't know cannons could even be built that big back then, but they did, didn't they?
Well, Russia's use of artillery in larger amounts than other militaries began in earnest when they realized they didn't have control of the air. In World War II, for example, the Germans controlled or dominated in the air for the first couple of years of the war. And so in World War II, you know, the United States outproduced all of their countries combined in all the weapon categories except artillery. The Russians outproduced everyone in the world in artillery pieces in World War II. And so they wanted it, you know, firepower is delivered in, you know, on the battlefield in a couple of ways. Airstrikes are artillery.
Right.
And now there's missiles, and missiles are just another form of artillery. So of course, then when the USSR and the Cold War was facing NATO, NATO had the dominant air technology. Russia, if it could surge, it could get air control of the air maybe for a week or two in a major war by just surging their air force. But as their casualties mounted, NATO was always going to control the air. So their big problem was how to make up for this deficit if they didn't control the air. So the Soviet military was made for air denial rather than air control by having lots of anti-aircraft systems and integrating them into everything. And then their ground forces had a lot of artillery and missiles for striking. So they have whole missile brigades that have quite a bit of firepower. And they have, you know, lots of artillery in their units. Whereas NATO, and it does not have as much because NATO, you know, they assume that they're going to control the air.
Amazing. Jeff, we got our first caller on hold here. We got Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. A friend of mine told me to take a look at something, so I'm just going to read it the way it says. United States, Maryland, Greater Capitol Heights, Radio Sputnik. So at the top of the hour, they did their identification like all radio stations, and at the end of it, they indicated that the parent company was Moscow, Russia. And I never heard about this. A friend of mine said he's in D.C. Apparently it's broadcast a lot in that area. And I turned it on this morning and listened to some of it. But the strange thing at the top of the page, it says, stand with Ukraine, save peace in the world. And listening to some of the commentary, it kind of covers, they at the top of the hour, they were talking about something that just happened in Africa. But I just wonder, Jeff, do you know anything about this?
You're saying it's a radio station, but you're reading from something?
I went online to get the station so that their heading is, you know, it gives you all that information, and then you have a button you can push to hear the live broadcast, which is what I did.
And it's called Radio Sputnik.
They're claiming they're out of Greater Capitol Heights, Maryland, and, you know.
So they're not out of Moscow, right?
Well, when they went to the identification at the top of the hour, they're required to give up their parent information, and it said it identified some company, and it said based in Moscow, Russia. So, you know, and of course it's Radio Sputnik. And I just wondered if you'd ever heard of this. This is the first I've heard of it. My friend's doing a job in D.C., and he heard it on a radio, and he let me know about it, so I looked it up today. But apparently, this thing about stand with the Ukraine, and this is based, they're broadcasting out of D.C. So I don't know if they're trying to placate the powers that be or what the hell this is. But I just thought I would bring this up because I've never seen anything like this before.
Okay. I think Jeff has a question for you there, Fred.
Is it Radio Sputnik? You said Radio Sputnik, but is it Sputnik News, which has radio streaming?
They just, as far as the heading of it, it's Radio Sputnik.
Yeah, I know how to spell Sputnik. I just Googled it, and I got Sputnik News.
It could be the same thing, yes.
Public
Try
network.
That.
You know, Sputnik is, radio, I don't know which it is. Which website is it, Sputnik News or Sputnik Radio Network?
Well, here again, I just wrote it in, and I came up with this, and then I clicked on it, and it gave me this site. And then there was a box, you just clicked the arrow, and it started broadcasting the live broadcast.
What is the site URL, if you could tell the listeners?
Yeah, okay, so it's onlineradiobox.com.
Oh, that's odd. That's not what.
Yeah,
Sputnik,
I mean, I don't. I just wrote Radio Sputnik in, and then I got this page, and then I clicked on it at the top of the page, and then this whole came up. So I've never seen it. I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know how far left to center this is. I don't know. You know, but my buddy's working there.
You didn't even listen to it. You didn't listen to it.
I am listening to it. I have the volume down right now.
Oh, well, what did they say?
Well, let's see. I have to hang on one second. Let me get rid of Red. Republic.
You don't have to tell me what it's saying right now. I just thought maybe you'd listen to it and got an idea of what they're saying.
Well, all I did was turn it on to see what was going on. And the story at that time was something about something happening in Africa.
There are many Sputnik radio streaming things. And so I have no idea. The website you've gone to may have nothing to do with that radio station.
Okay. So this is an international thing?
Sputnik is a word anybody can use. There's a Sputnik broadcasting in Missouri. There's Sputnik things all over. And there was, Sputnik News in Moscow is a Moscow thing. Now, I don't know if some of these
have more information when I move down. It says, this is out of Maryland, D.C., a non-commercial station owned by Multicultural Broadcasting, WZHF, broadcasts the Russian radio Sputnik Network full-time. And that's what I just picked up. So I didn't, I'm not really sure. And when, on the station identification, they mentioned Moscow. I'm not seeing that when I'm reading it, but
yeah,
you know, I just thought I'd call in and just ask about it.
You don't know, but you know, you read a slogan, you haven't really listened to it, so we don't really know what it's about. And if it's from Moscow, you're going to hear a different line than that little.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Anything supporting Ukraine, that doesn't make sense.
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that. It could be a hook line to get
that's
you to hear a different point of view.
Well, you're the captain. I'm the guy throwing the coal in the engine down below.
I don't know.
I didn't know. I thought it would be interesting to mention it to you.
You know,
but I guess this does exist.
Moscow's not going to put pro-Ukrainian propaganda out there.
No, not at all.
No.
No, it's very strange. Well, I don't want to take any more of your time, Jeff. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Our next caller is Lynn in Maryland. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, John. Long time no talking to you. Hi, Jeff. Thank you. Sputnik in D.C. is on 105.5 FM. 24/7, though I'm sure they repeat a lot. They do all kinds of programming, but it's definitely Russian. Though they have all kinds of DJs and things like that. It's talk radio.
Yeah, the Russians have usually been very good about having foreign services, you know, broadcasting to foreign countries. And we have Radio Liberty and Radio Free Europe, so we do the same thing. We try to broadcast to them.
And you got to figure where it is on the dial. Like if you were just to hit it, like I can hit a button and it just go to the next live station. It's near WMAL, which is conservative talk, and then 105.1 is Christian radio. So people have come across 105.5 and not realize that unless they hear the identification, they're not going to pick up that it's a Russian radio station. It's not like people all sound like they're from Russia. It's definitely propaganda.
They get people who talk without an accent on their broadcasts, as we also try to do when we
broadcast. And all kinds of different subjects. I mean, you know, sometimes there's interesting stuff on there. And it's not something I listen to regularly, but I figured you might be able to find it with the numbers for 105.5 FM.
Yeah, it's typical. Like in Radio Free Europe, they broadcast on literature and the arts, and they do all kinds of things. And of course, it's sort of standard. If you want to get people to get your point of view, you don't do it with a too heavy hand.
Yeah. And just change a few of those details.
Yeah,
and make it sound really great.
Point of view can be a very subtle thing. Yes.
Yeah, especially when people aren't thinking. Thank you very much. I appreciate you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Okay. Thanks for the call. We got open lines at 512-248-8252. Any updates, Jeff, on what's going on with the communist China and Taiwan and other things China might be doing?
China's just having severe financial problems right now. It's getting bad there. And so we'll have to see how that plays out. They've been, building up, preparing for war. They're still preparing for war. But they've got, they're laying off workers. And they've got deflation. And deflation, by the way, is where people hurt the most, but it's where an economy actually starts to heal. So if they can weather the deflation, they might be able to recover their economy in another. If they just let it happen, of course, rarely do governments like that just allow things to happen without interference. But they could go through 18 bad months and come out better, but we'll see. The global economy is in trouble overall. So.
Right. Here's our next break. We'll be right back.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertymatter.com. My Labor Day sale on energy cleaners in effect right now until midnight Monday night, Labor Day. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Place your order, you pay full price. I do the sale price refund manually. Toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. Billingless, Mr. Jeff Nyquist, website's jrnyquist.blog. Jeff, do you have the contribution button fixed on your website?
No, it's, you know, WordPress, since they had the update on WordPress, it hasn't been working, so.
Okay.
It's hard to get support on WordPress, I'm afraid.
Okay, well, hopefully it'll be up and running soon. And once it's back up and running, Jeff will have a PayPal button at the end of each article, which may be one day next week, hopefully. Looks like, Jeff, our next caller is Mike in Illinois. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. I have a quick question for Jeff. If the Chinese move on Taiwan, apart from greenlighting Kim Jong-un to move on South Korea, do you think there would be any direct participation by the Chinese military against South Korea? Thank you.
Yeah, well, there was in the Korean War, which is technically in an armistice right now. I mean, there, or a ceasefire, rather. There's not a, you know, the, technically, I guess, China and North Korea are at war with South Korea. It's just, they're just no longer shooting at each other. Yeah, it's possible. I mean, South Korea, Japan, and Taiwan are considered obstacles by North Korea and China, military obstacles. If they can't overcome them, they'd like those countries to go over to them without a shot being fired. But if it's got to be war, they'll fight a war. And, you know, Russian warships have and Chinese warships and aircraft, Chinese and Russian, have flown right up to not only Japan's territorial waters, that they've even violated South Korea's. So it's not just North Korea that's threatening South Korea. Russia, too, has engaged in, you know, they'll have a flight of bombers heading straight for South Korea, and they'll skirt the very edge that they can before they turn back. And this has been going on now more intensively for the last couple of years. But you'll see it in the newspapers. So if there is a war, a major war, you'll see Russia, North Korea, and China together, working together against Japan and South Korea, the United States. And this is the part of the world where the communist powers can probably mass their forces most effectively, because all three of them have bases there, all in that one area of the Far East.
Okay, you still with us here, Mike? Okay, I guess Mike is gone. All right, got a bottom-of-the-hour break coming up here, and we'll continue our discussion after the bottom-of-the-hour break. What's of greatest importance to you right now that you want to communicate to folks, Jeff?
Well, the narratives about the Ukraine war, I'm seeing more and more. Did you see the debate last Wednesday night with the candidates?
No, I watched Tucker Carlson instead.
Well, you can always. I watched both as well, but I watched the Trump interview. So what did you think of Trump's interview?
I think he did an outstanding job. I think he did an outstanding job of putting his thoughts and beliefs out to the public. And the latest numbers I see is there's been 250 million views of that interview.
I think it's over, maybe over 300 million. Is it?
It may be now. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I know that there were 250 million. Yeah, I think it's 300 million, I think, is what I heard. Trump is, he was sharp. I was really kind of surprised that it looks like he lost a little weight, and he seemed pretty sharp.
He needed to lose some weight, and I say congratulations for doing so. I was, earlier this show, I was talking about how the Secret Service will not allow President Trump to be taken into custody. They simply won't allow it, and they'll use deadly force to stop it if necessary.
Where'd you hear that?
I've got it from private sources, and it's also my personal belief, knowing the mission statement of the Secret Service, as well as President Trump's private security officers.
Yeah, well, I think he went in for booking already. And so
he did, but he was never out of arm's reach of the Secret Service.
Yeah, I mean, he basically turned...
We have a break for it back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, we're living in, in my opinion, the worst crime in human history, which is also being said by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He says the same thing. This is the worst crime in human history. That would be the distribution of the COVID vaccinations. All the details are at my website, more than 200 articles, including videos and articles written by Dr. Yaden at thelibertyman.com to educate yourself, to help people know what's going on. The Labor Day sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight Monday, Labor Day. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads right now at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at amazon.com. Jeff writes one, sometimes two, excellent articles a week, published at jrnyquist.blog. Well, Jeff, the cultural revolution, which I think you share my opinion, much of the cultural revolution has been formatted and backed and created by the communist conspiracy, hasn't it, sir?
Yeah, well, I mean, the communist movement and the left in general has done a lot of things that are negative around the world. Of course, they would say that about conservatives, I think.
Well, of course they would. They have to have some a way of addressing that. But we've seen some of our most cherished and foundational institutions. We have Christian denominations supporting the LGBTQ agenda. We have the YMCA allowing men to go into girls' locker rooms. We have school districts around the country allowing men to compete against the girls. Colleges, the same thing. The Boy Scouts allowing girls in. Handsome young men, attractive young ladies going out to the woods for a weekend. What could possibly go wrong there, Jeff?
Well, it's a new dawn, huh?
Yeah, right. all these things that we've counted on for decades to be the foundations of a good, solid country, a fine place to raise a family, are just being wrecked by these things going on at every level. Pornographic books being in the school libraries. We've had, I was watching a pastor read outright pornography on one of these books in the school library to the school board, and they stopped him, had the police remove him from the room because it was too vile to be heard in public. There's something wrong with that, isn't there?
Well, of course. Yeah. No, it's this new philosophy, or the new religion, as I call it. You go back to Engels in the Family. Engels working off of Karl Marx's notes on how they're, you know, they destroying the bourgeois family was a communist goal from the beginning of communism. They want to destroy the institutions that make civilization function because they want to level everything and start all over and remake everything to be little gods that make the how human beings live.
You were en route to become a professional educator. Would it be a fair statement, Jeff, that many middle school and high school students come to school every day on time because they know that if they don't, there's going to be a punishment? Not all students, but I would say a sizable percentage, maybe 15 or 20%, make sure they're there every day on time for the start of the school day to avoid that punishment. Well, there's a bonus. The Portland, Oregon school district is eliminating those punishments in terms of bad grades for the students who either show up late or don't show up at all. What do you think that's going to do to the Portland school district, sir?
No, attendance is going to go down and students are going to show up when they feel like it.
Well, the reason they're doing this is because minority students have had issues for decades being able to show up on time or show up at all, and they get bad grades as a consequence, bad marks on a report card. So we need to make sure that in order for those students to not get bad grades, nobody gets bad grades or bad marks on a report card if they show up late or don't show up at all. I don't think the people running the Portland school district understand human nature. What do you think?
Well, it's just all leveling. I mean, the reason they're doing it is because of their communist philosophy. And that's why it's being done. I mean, all of this basic attempt to form a supermajority out of minorities and women involves a certain amount of pandering. Certain amount of demagoguery. Oh, you've been treated so badly, you actually need to be given extra privileges. So, and this, of course, is a divide and conquer game at the same time, but they're trying to divide and conquer in a way that they end up with a majority. And then they're able to dominate the society, change its institutions, take away people's freedom, and, of course, establish a kind of socialist utopia, as they would say.
They have
to destroy the Constitution because, by the way, the Constitution is a bourgeois constitution, and that means property rights, and it's not fully socialist. You can't have a constitution that blocks the road to socialism, so you got to get rid of the constitution. And
that's
of course,
right.
That's the end of liberty.
Right. A new constitutional convention needs to be stopped and avoided at all costs. A couple of callers on hold here. Jeff, first we got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. I have a question about concerning the war in Ukraine. Why is Russia having such a hard time making good the losses that they're taking, even though they have so much more human
Let Jeff respond.
They've got more people. Yeah. Russia has three times the people that Ukraine has. Well, there's a number of reasons for that. There's a kind of resistance, you could call it passive or not so passive resistance in Russia. There's been a lot of Russia never computerized its call-up system. And so there's been a lot of fires, shall we say, where recruiting centers have burned down. There was even last year violence at one of them where somebody was pulled out a gun and shot somebody. You've got a lot of people leaving the country. You have a million, probably a lot of them were men, leaving the country when the giant call up happened in October. So you have a kind of resistance to it, and they're trying to recruit people from outside the major cities, people who aren't going to college, you know, young men who are not going to college. They don't want to affect some of the core constituencies of the state. But even then, you've got in the Muslim areas of the Russian Federation, you've had local leaders stand up to Moscow and say, you're not taking any more of our young men. There is a kind of resistance to the war. And of course, they don't call it a war there. They call it a special military operation. So Putin is reluctant to call a general mobilization, which would require all kinds of people to do this. Plus, they don't want to disrupt their economy. If they call up the wrong people, they could disrupt sectors of their economy. And that would be, even making things worse economically for them. But they continuously have called up people, and they've had to call up more people because they not only have, they have a much larger military than Ukraine. They have a much larger navy, which exists in the Pacific and up in the north. They've got other branches of service soaking up a lot of people, and a large air force, which they're really not using in the war much. They're trying to preserve that for a possible war with us. So they don't want their Air Force attritioned too badly. And they've got their strategic rocket forces and their forces in the Far East, which are probably have, 300,000 troops out there. They've pulled some of them back, but they've been recruiting to replace those troops that they've pulled from the Far East. And they've had heavy casualties. The statistic I saw the other day is 260,000 Russian casualties, where there's probably around 70,000 Ukrainian casualties. So, but that's, when you're losing that many people, greater than the rate of the difference between the two countries, you've got to come up with people.
Okay, John, thank you for your call. I got a follow-up to that, Jeff. During the Vietnam War, the Army National Guard and the Army Reserve was full of the men who had defeated the Third Reich in Europe, defeated the Japanese Imperial Army, and fought in Korea. We never called up those men, not in any numbers of any consequence. Instead, we brought in 18 and 19-year-old boys to fight this new war, leaving the men who really knew how to fight a war safely at home, didn't we?
Well, it's, you know, in combat, typically people who are younger are more able physically to handle it, the rigors of it, because, you know, people get older, they get more injuries when their bodies are forced to do things they're not used to. Many people become sedentary if they're not, you know, constantly, you know how in the field troops are moving around a lot. You've got a lot of movement. This is where you blow out your knee, you know, and if you've gained weight or something, it becomes more likely. So it's just the young body is just more able to take the stress of it.
You're talking about generalities, of course. And
yeah.
There's always exceptions. And using myself, as a 60-year-old, I ran the 100-meter dash in 15.7 seconds. The exceptions is ones I should have brought back in, especially for NCO leadership, which was desperately, desperately needed. Let's go to our next caller. It looks like from Canada. We have Happy Moose in Canada. Morning, Happy Moose.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'd like to shed some light on the broadcaster question that was sort of earlier in the first half of the show. In North America, it's a very common practice in different media markets in major cities to reserve some of the bandwidth of the radio stations for what's called cultural programming stations. The original intent of this type of radio station was to provide about an hour for every single major cultural group in a major urban center, with 1 hour for them to broadcast to their communities located within those major urban centers. And so the original concept was someone would open such a radio station, you'd reserve 1 hour for the Mexican community, 1 hour for, say, the Filipino community, an hour for the Vietnamese, et cetera, et cetera. And so speaking about this Sputnik broadcasting that the gentleman came across and his friend came across, what it seems is that the station owner is probably a Russian-American, and he's rebroadcasting a stream from Moscow. So they're not producing their own content, but they're restreaming something coming out of Moscow. If it is in the English language coming out of Moscow, then it's categorically a propaganda broadcast. Also, the term Sputnik refers to the first satellite that the Soviet Union shot up into space. And so for the Soviets, this represented Soviet ingenuity and them reaching the next frontier. And also the Soviets used Sputnik as proof that there is no God, because they managed to get a satellite into space. So generally speaking, anything with the term Sputnik, watch out.
Okay. Anything else, Happy Moose?
That would be it for today.
Okay, well, thank you. Jeff, you got any response to Happy Moose's comments, sir?
Why is the moose happy being in Canada today under Trudeau?
That's a good question. He's already gone.
The fields are lush and green.
Okay. All right.
Okay, there's still stuff for mooses to eat, I guess.
Right. There is, yes.
Okay. Well, if you get tired of the advanced socialism in Canada, we got space available in the United States for their Happy Moose.
Oh, yes. I've taken a dip a few times down south of the border, as we call it, and perhaps one day we shall see.
Okay, well, you'd be more than welcome. Thank you, sir, for your call.
Thank you.
Right. Jeff, we've got about a minute before the next break, and we're not taking any more calls. We work every week to educate and inform as many people worldwide as we can about the international common conspiracy, don't we, sir?
Yeah, well, I was going to say about Sputnik Radio, I mean, I looked it up, and it's owned by Multicultural Radio Broadcasting. But it's operated by what's called RM Broadcasting, and they've had to register as an agent of a foreign power or a foreign agent because of the nature of the broadcast being from Moscow.
Okay. So
it's a different – it's funny. It's a one entity runs it and streams it from Moscow. Another entity owns it, Multicultural Broadcasting. Maybe the answer for why the website – had a pro-Ukrainian messages, maybe the people who own the website are pro-Ukraine, and before the war they were broadcasting this Russian stuff, and that they just put that on their website. I don't know. But
all right, here's our last break. We'll wrap this up after the break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff, you have 6 books for sale at Amazon.com. If a person is going to choose one to start reading of the 6, which one would you recommend first, sir?
The Fool and His Enemy.
The Fool and His Enemy. All right. And what would a person get out of reading that, sir?
Well, they'd have to read it.
A summary. Can we kind of titillate people a little bit with a summary of why they would want to read it?
Well, it's going to give you a philosophical overview and show you what has really been happening and how subtle it is and how we are being turned against ourselves. It's quite amazing when somebody gets inside your head and starts, you know, puppeting you. What is that like? And do people even know that it's happening to them? And it turns out they don't. And of course, it's a very subtle process. The one thing about the communists is they possess this subtlety of mind, which allows them to psychologically understand the people they're trying to, you know, sort of like Sun Tzu saying, know your enemy. They really do know their enemy, and they know what they can get away with and what they can do. You know, when someone, it's a classic con or con artist, gets you to believe or trust them, and that means they have to, you know, actually do things that earn your trust. They have to actually purport to be something other than they are, not your enemy, in other words. So this is, and then what's interesting about the new religion, I call it in the book, is that it gets you to be your own enemy. It gets you to turn against your own instincts, your own family, your own country, your own traditions. How do they do that? How does that work? And what is the, why are they doing it? So I answer these basic questions in the book. And where is it all headed?
Outstanding. Well, I encourage people to go to Amazon.com, get this book, read this book, and then move on to the other five volumes. It'll be, by the time you've read all six, you'll get a really complete picture of the international communist conspiracy, won't you, sir?
Well, you're going to get an overview of those things, of how it works and where it's headed and why they're doing it.
Well, and of course, I want to refer people to my website, thelibertyman.com, for the English translation of the Chinese defense minister's speech meant for top Chinese military people and government officials, not even meant for these Chinese people themselves, let alone Americans. But the translated version is there. And you'll find out that the goal is for the lower 48 to become new China with no Americans being present, isn't it, Jeff?
Ideally, yeah, they want to create a second China here in the lower 48 states, and to take off the population pressure from China, but also to destroy their great nemesis, the United States. As long as the U.S. exists, it is a beacon of freedom. It's a threat to a system like that of China, and it remains the possibility that Chinese will say, well, why can't we have what they have in America? Why can't we have freedom of speech? Why can't we have freedom to buy and sell? Why can't we have the freedom to assemble and to elect leaders of our choice? So that America is a dangerous, just existing America is a danger to China, just from that.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. Well, Jeff, I want to thank you for being with us, as always. Have a great weekend, a safe holiday, and we look forward to having you back next week, sir.
All right. Thank you.
That's it for today. Get medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms and ammunition never, ever get to them. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please God bless the United States of America.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today.